It is the Friday Show. Neil Atkinson with Rebecca Knight and Paul Senior. Over the phone, I'm going to be joined by David Mooney and Pete Selby to talk about Manchester City and Leicester, respectively. Let's start with what is undoubtedly the game of the weekend. It is Chelsea versus Manchester City, and we've got Rebecca in to talk to us about this. I had this planned for weeks, months, Rebecca. I didn't foresee you getting beat by Wolves. 1-2, drawn 1, lost 2 from the last 5 league games. Why are you less imperious than you were?
See, I've said for so long, I think we're a false economy, and I've got kind of swept up in the joy a little bit, but I've still said, I don't think we are going to win the title. I don't think we are real title contenders. Even when we were doing so well and had that really good period, I still said, I still think it's Man City and it's Liverpool. And I think it's tailed off for a myriad of reasons. One, we don't really have a squad. Two, the squad players we have aren't very good. Three, David Luiz is an absolute moron. Four, N'Golo Kante should not be playing where he's playing. And that has caused so many problems in the last 2 games. And I didn't necessarily foresee Wolves because it's not like they were on this brilliant run themselves. But the way they play, maybe it shouldn't have actually been that big of a surprise because Fabregas could not live with them. And I don't even know if Jorginho would have made a huge amount of difference there because everything he does well, Fabregas did do well. I still think he would have been bypassed to a certain degree.
Where was Jorginho, sorry?
He wasn't playing last night.
Rested him.
So the way Sarri does it is he has that position, the Jorginho position, and he said to the press, Fabregas is his number 2 in that. So if Jorginho doesn't play, it's not like he's like, oh shit, I've got N'Golo Kante, should I just play him where he plays best? No, because that's not the sorry way. He plays Fabregas there and Kante still has to play further up the field. And his explanation for this is that Kante isn't tactically aware enough, he's not technical enough. I mean, I find that mind-blowing of gif variety.
Literally the best player in the world in that position.